Did you
feel? Yeah, it was. Whenever I started the game right, and you kind of give a team a performance class, ability, two goals, a stand, that's what they'd do. The first goal was poor, to save the goalkeeper. Yeah, he has to come and deal with it, you know. And in the second one, we put the ball for a corner kick, you know. And Alistair's a young boy, and young boys will learn to make mistakes, but to give the ball away like that and cost a goal, gave us a mountain to climb. You know, the second half was always going to be difficult, you know, but it gave it plenty of effort without anything. We'd hit one off the bar and the goalkeeper could save. I said it off, obviously, with 10 men, it's going to make it extremely hard, and they've got their two goals, so. It's a disappointing day. You know, we've been working hard with the new group of players we've got, you know, and today, I think it's fair to say we're well beat. It was disappointing.
Do you expect a lot better from the players and the dressing room that you've got
now? Yeah, I do. You know, 'cause I know them all, you know, and a lot of them came from good teams and good careers, you know, but ultimately you can't give teams two goals a start, and that's what we've done today. You know, we'll never give ourselves a chance at all in a game with doing that, you know, and it makes, and that's the league you can't afford to do that. And we've learned over the last couple of years that to get points in this division you have to get things right with the ball and without the ball, and today we never done that with and without the ball, you know, and it made it a long afternoon. You know, it's had plenty of effort in the second half, the players try to get back in, it was just a lack of quality.
Do you think we're still lacking firepower up front?
Yeah, but that will change this week. There's players coming this week. A couple of players coming because I'll look to change it because I can't. I'm not going to accept that, you know, and I'm not going to accept that we're struggling a wee bit, you know, because I'll make sure I change it. And yeah, the players are next week.
How many players do you think you'll could be had before?
One will definitely come in. Striker will come in this week. Once we get stuff done, paperwork and that tied up, and we'll maybe look to do something else as well. Yeah. Yeah, there will be. Yeah, we've been at it. Not just because of today's result. No, we knew the last two or three weeks were just slacking. Yeah, go through it, you know, and it doesn't happen. You have to play Danny Hanlon half after 10-15 minutes. Yeah. You know, so your game plan goes away right away, you know. So yeah, it was a difficult and disappointing afternoon, but we'll put it right.
With Hanlon coming off from his injury,
he's got a problem with his knee. And I don't know what the situation is, you know. And for us, it's been a frustrating one because we signed him to come and play in the team, you know, gives that wee bit of quality, like Sam Stanton did last year from Hibs and Lewis Vaughan, you know. But if you can't get yourself fit, then he's not going to be able to play.
Was that a problem that he could get himself fit? Is that an injury he's had for a while, or is it something he's picked up?
Well, when he played the last 4 months, 5 months of the season with Wraith Rovers, he was fit then. He'd done the full pre-season with Hibs, and he was fit, and he played all pre-season game with Hibs. We had him watched, and yeah, they got a reaction to the game at Comart in the first game with his knee. And he's no, and I feel for the boy. This boy's this way to try and play, but he's going to get that problem sorted because we can't afford to start a game and then make a change after 10-15 minutes. You know, that your game plan and hampers you then, you know.
Especially when you're
Exactly. So he'll need to go and get that looked at and get it checked out to try and get the bottom of that.
You look slightly sharper in the start of the second half when you went with that 4-4-2. We had to
try and get back in the game, you know. There was a lot of effort, but a lot of endeavour, but there was lack of quality, you know. I mean, it's listen, the boys are trying. It's difficult to be too critical because a full 15 new players have come in, you know, probably a couple of players next week as well. So I mean, it's they're working it's really hard in the two nights that we get them, you know. But we've seen in bits and games that yeah, we like what we see, but ultimately we have to try and more effect going forward, you know. And we're working towards that, and I'm sure in the coming weeks we can get that.
Next week's game
quite
a long time, just
want to
get the first win in the league out of the way.
No, I think it's come at a good time, it's a break from the league, and we're going to try something. We'll look at different shapes of team, we'll look at different personnel. Players come in this week, then we'll look to freshen up. So I think it's came at a good time for that, you know, and that will certainly hopefully get through that, and that will set us up for league game, you know. But this league, you know, we've been here the last 2 years, you know, you can go 4, 5, 6 weeks without getting something. It's just so cut through the league, you know. But what you have to stop doing is giving teams two goals a start. There's a slip, two goals today, it was Queen's Hill's goal last week. You're not giving yourself a chance, and in this level against these full time teams, a good teams, you can't do that. And it's something you have to iron out.
You said you were going to try and have that team watch next week, have you been updating that?
No, because it's not in a corner. unless somebody wants to volunteer and go to Wales Days. But well, listen, you know yourselves, there's means of ways you can watch teams now. There's internet access, and I've got John Routley too, who's played here. He typically plays with TNS. You know, he can fill us in. But it's about us. You know, we look at other teams, of course we do, but it's what we do next week. And if we stop giving goals away and make difficult ourselves, then we're a match for MD, you know, and that's what we have to look at doing.
Right, thanks, Jeff.